Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Not that you're as concerned about that.
No.
You know.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You guys, we're talking about Vinny's dog who has the, you know, the feathers on the back. What is it, an Aussie?
Australian Shepherd.
And yesterday came up on the show that those feathers often get in the way of some
bathroom.
Some chopping action that goes back there and just gets on. And so waiting for the dog sits down, but he knows there's poo there.
It's not always, but it does happen. Mm. And when she comes in my room, I'm always like, don't sit down. Don't sit. Ah, nuts. Mm. She just sat down in my room.
Well, I was thinking about that for a while yesterday, and I don't remember the comedian's name, but there was like, my mom also had with a little dog. It was a cockapoo or something.
Oh,
I don't know what
cockapoo.
It was, but. Oh, maybe it wasn't a Pomapoo. It was a Pomeranian poodle cross, but it was tiny, like the runt of the litter. And the thing had all this long hair in the back, and there was always poop. It just was unable to clear the hair, you know? It's just not magic.
Every time Vinny mentions his room, I just picture this door with a big sign on it. It says, Vinny's room, keep out.
No girls allowed.
No dogs allowed.
Right.
It's not that. It's just a place. It has a desk and a bed, and I sit in there and play guitar. The end. But because I'm in there, people come see me. And at times I find myself with both daughters, my wife, and the dog all in this little room. And I think, we should go downstairs.
We should enjoy our living room.
If we're all going to be together, let's go where there's space.
Is the problem that you never leave the room and they just want to see you?
Do we have
a dad? We should go see if we still got a dad.
They
do
tend to come find me. Yeah,
does he have the sign on the door?
Exactly.
Is the sign on?
Sock on the handle.
Do not enter. Sock on the handle. Oh, God. Roommate, do not come in. Anyway, I was thinking about the kitchen scissors that people use to cut the hair away from the dogs. But, you know, everybody has the kitchen scissors and then use them on your kid's hair too. You know, whatever needs to happen. The kitchen scissors.
You're talking about olden days. I don't think that happens as much anymore.
I think it does. I think people still need that pair of kitchen scissors, and they use it for all manner of things, and they don't sterilize it. They don't wash it. They're just there ready for the next job. And some comedian has some joke about it that has always stuck with me all these years. So when he was talking about the feathers of the dog had the poop, and I'm thinking, oh, they use the scissors, they cut that off, and the end. Now we're going to talk about Hump Day. Coming up on Monday. Oh, go ahead, Hump Day.
Oh, yeah.
Hump Day? Yeah, sure. Coming up on Monday. Starting next week, Alice and Odyssey have your chance to win $5,000 every day. Your part of this equation is listen to Alice on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Find it, download it. It is free. You set yourself up a little account, and you're there. You're logged in and you're listening to Alice, and you can do it 5 minutes at a time. As long as you get to 60 minutes in any given day, you are going to be registered for all manner of wonderful prizes and contests. Next week, starting next week, is $5,000 a day. But last year, I think we did three different listen to win Taylor Swift flyaways. Like, we stoked some people out, and we want you to be next. We want winners.
Mm-hmm.
So get the Odyssey app and get ready to win some money. $5,000 every day starting Monday. Okay. I am going to come right out and say I read a lot about this Blake Lively, Jason Baldoni situation. I still don't totally understand it. It seems to have started long before the movie ever came out, when Ryan Reynolds unfollowed this director while this thing was being made. There was immediate complaining on the set from Blake Lively because she felt that he was adding gratuitous sex scenes to this thing, some of which she had to arrive in. And just, so there's some stuff.
I never heard either of the two things you just mentioned.
Well, I'm trying to just gather it and see what's going. Now, here's the thing. This is really a story about PR machines. Both sides have them. You get to this level, you're making movies, you're a star like Blake Lively. You have a team and they pick and choose and they try to control a narrative and decide, like, people can go, that guy's got to get canceled. And he's got to get canceled because he's got something on me. And vice versa. And so that person could be so busy defending themselves against this one thing that you're getting away with the thing that you're doing. It's like a deflection tactic. And it's become a thing. And
now, let me ask you a question.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm interested in this story for a couple reasons. It did break big over our vacation. And I kept seeing these headlines. I have heard of her because she's married to Ryan Reynolds. I've never seen anything she's done.
She's famous for Gossip Girl when she was very young. That was, I did not either. And it's it was a pretty long running show. In fact, I think they've even rebooted it.
Okay.
And it was, she was big on that.
Okay. And she might, I realize there are lots of huge stars that miss me entirely. So right. I don't know. And I don't know him either.
I don't know him.
I only know her as Ryan Reynolds' wife.
Yes.
That's what I know. But as I'm seeing these stories, I am seeing her saying, I'm suing this guy, and him saying I'm suing the New York Times, and then I'm also suing her back. And so it's like, first of all, who are these two
right.
that they've become arch enemies?
Right.
They're just two people
who made a movie together.
And yesterday, yeah, that's the thing. I didn't even know it was a hit.
Yeah.
You told me that yesterday, and I went, okay. Well.
I had not heard, listen, I was just a girl who wanted to be on the radio. I am not your Tinseltown toddler.
Oh, you are.
I'm just a fun lady who likes to have a good time. Let's just, for a good time, stop in here at Atlas. We're hanging out, we're laughing, and we're not talking about politics. I mean, generally speaking. So I don't know all the stuff.
Okay, tell us what you do know. Let me
go down this and I'll add in things that I read in addition to this story. Because this says, if you haven't been keeping up, here's a quick recap. Like, okay. This Jason Baldini guy directed and co-starred in a movie called It Ends With Us. I had never heard one thing about this movie until it was in theaters. And I went, oh, that sounds like a piece of poo. No, thanks. I think I mentioned it to you, like, here's what's in theaters this weekend. And I put the trailer up.
You know what? It didn't even register for me then. I've seen these photos. He seems handsome.
Yeah, sure. Great.
And she's obviously very pretty. Mm-hmm. But I, again, haven't seen either of their work.
And it's a story, apparently, about domestic violence.
Oh.
And so it resonates with some people. And they were calling it an important movie. And I'm like, oh. And because after that, the opening weekend, it was huge. It was like, I think it was number two, but I think that was because, like, Deadpool and Wolfman came out. What's the name of that?
Wolverine.
That's right. I knew something like that. I think your mic's off. Whatever. Wolfman,
my mic's not
Hugh
off.
Jackman.
Is no, your mic? Oh,
I
his mic.
His mic was off. Anyway, here we go. Baldoni, this Jason Baldoni guy, he's the director and the co-star in It Ends With Us. December 20th, Blake Lively accuses him of sexual harassment on the set and then of orchestrating a retaliatory smear campaign afterward. So there's a New York Times story involved in this. There are multiple lawsuits. So I'm not always sure if this is something that was reported by the New York Times or her PR team or his PR team, or if this is actual law stuff, because there's lawyers also talking in this. So among other things, Blake accuses Baldoni of adding a graphic sex scene to the movie without her consent and asking her personal questions about her relationship with her husband, Ryan Reynolds. Then she sued Baldoni for trying to undermine her reputation in retaliation for her exposing his misconduct. Baldoni says that Blake Lively orchestrated a smear campaign against him, and he's suing her and the New York Times for libel. Well, he's suing the New York Times for libel over a story that they wrote about her allegations, which he says her PR team put a package together and gave it to the New York Times and said, this is what this guy's doing to our girl, Blake. And they ran with it. That's the backstory. So sort of. The latest is that Baldoni's lawyers say that Blake engaged in a, quote, pattern of bullying and this is a total quote from lawyers, pattern of bullying and threats to take over that movie. And they have the evidence to prove it. They added, none of this will come as a surprise because consistent with her past behavior, Blake Lively used other people to communicate those threats and bully her way to get whatever she wants. So they're alleging that she's just a big old bully. And she's saying he was super inappropriate. There's also apparently thousands of pages of texts between the two of them in all manner, group texts and all these things, because they're making a movie together. Of course, they're in constant communication. And his team accuses her of cherry picking things to add to the story. And he's like, well, okay, let me get a copy of all that stuff and look here where I asked this question. And this was her, you know, it's always he who said what he said, she said.
Right.
So I know it doesn't really clear anything up, but it's just they're going to try and show that she's got a pattern of bullying. This I'm not taking any side. I don't have a pony in this race. Is that the expression? Dog in this race?
Horse.
A horse, right. Something that races. A camel race? I don't know. What's the racing? I don't have a bun in this oven. All I know is it's a
all
story.
All of those are wrong. Okay. Every one of them.
I don't have skin to win. I just don't know. So
here's the interesting part as you've told this story so far. In my mind, I do think there are a lot of old-time Hollywood guys that would absolutely say, I'm going to need to see this lady's boobs, and we need to decide if we're going to have to put in a new scene in the movie. So can you, hey, broad, you know, like that kind of old behavior was an absolute. And it's been, for the most part, they're trying to weed that out. He seems too young to be part of that mentality.
He is actually a huge Me Too supporter. In fact, just this past weekend, he was speaking at something. It was like about a woman's empowerment rally. I mean, as I'm reading all this stuff, there's all this information that both sides is putting out. But I'm telling you, this is a story about PR. Like, all the other stuff that's being said, it's just showing you. It's like who wins this fight? Whoever's PR comes out on top and whoever covers it best on social media and has the most people, you know, rallying for their cause. It's like such a weird, it's a really weird story that isn't anywhere particularly well explained.
It certainly left me wondering, A, who is this guy? B, why do they hate each other so much? And honestly, now we're at the point where this is hurting both of them.
Yes.
No one looks good in this.
No.
And then at the end of it all is they made a hit movie. How? Because they seem to hate each other.
I know, but they did. It's made $350 million worldwide. And it was like a $50 million budget or a $25 million budget?
Yes, I think that's exactly what you said. So look, I don't know. You know, in movies, there are people who will do things to get a performance out of someone. I'm not defending, you know, being abusive. I'm not defending, you know, the way men will do things towards women that are very, like, just straight up sexist.
Right.
I'm not defending that. But what I am saying is sometimes people will do things to encourage a person's best in performance, like to make them mad.
Right.
Or help make them mad so they can get the scene. But I don't think you're going to be able to do that anymore without consent. And if you get consent,
is the anger real?
How are you going to get that anger out of them? I am going to say some rude things to you to help you get into character, if that's okay with you. Sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't see how that's going to work anymore.
Well, I was going to bring up that one thing you're super sensitive about that was in the tabloids last year. How about that? No, you can't bring that up.
Anyway, you have no feel for who's truly at fault here.
Again, no bun in the oven. I get it. It's not definitely not the thing. No dog in this, no pony in this race. It's a dog and pony show, but I'm not involved with the show at all. I don't have a feeling about it, but okay. I really think, because look, I read the original article. I read the 20 freaking other articles that are out there. I am not on the PR mailing list for these people, so I don't have anything direct from them, but I feel like that was the thing to me. I'm like, not only do I not really know who's at fault or what the hell's going on with this thing, but I'm being manipulated like every other person by the PR machine on both sides. And that's kind of the reality. It's almost like AI for fights
in
real life.
I read all those articles too. And
do you have a takeaway here?
My takeaway is that they both were planting articles against each other. And it's just escalated.
Right.
You know, because then it started with the plants and then now they're suing about, okay, well, you're planning stories about me. I'm planning, you know, so it's this back and forth, and you don't really know who is in the right or the wrong. Because she's married to Ryan Reynolds, I side with Blake.
I know. I want to. But he seems nice. So there's some excerpts from some of this stuff. There's a publicist who is working with the studio and with Mr. Baldoni. She wrote in an August 2nd message to the crisis management expert, Melissa Nathan. He wants to feel like she, this is a quote from a message. He wants to feel like she can be buried. And Ms. Nathanson writes back, you know, we can bury anyone. And that's like, that to me feels like the tip of the PR smear campaign iceberg right there. Anyway, I'm gonna do my best to sort this out as the days go on.
I have a few texts here. Right. One of them says, Justin Baldoni asked Blake how much she weighed because he didn't want to hurt himself lifting her up. I don't know if that's one of the things that sparked this. Another thing says that Blake Lively was being criticized for being kind of flippant while promoting the movie, even though it's about a very serious topic. So I don't see how that plays into their argument, though. And this is truly about them.
Not liking each other. Yeah. And it is funny that it's about domestic abuse and sort of an abusive situation. I have not seen the movie. I'm going to be on record with that. But her being flippant, and not because part of the job when you sign up for a movie is you're going to do promotion for it. And we've, how many 8-minute interview slots have we taken over the years and gotten, you know, to take a phone call with some big star who's like, okay, who are we talking to this time? Oh, Sarah and Vinny in San Francisco. Okay. And that's, you know, that it is a machine. And so her midway through her filming, Ryan Reynolds she's clearly going home and bitching. And he unfollows this guy and they expect her to unfollow and all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. And so she wasn't happy about this, even though it turns out it's a big hit movie. She was not happy with the situation that she was in. She probably was really not into promoting it.
So one thing about the promotion, they actually delayed the release so that she could promote it with Ryan Reynolds, because it was supposed to come out the same time as Wolverine. And they did it later, but evidently Ryan helped some of the writing on the movie too. So he was out promoting it with her.
Here's a couple more.
All right, go.
Let's see here. Hey, Sarah, did you come across any info on Justin having bad behavior on prior sets? He was on Jane the Virgin for years, and I don't recall ever hearing anything bad about him.
No, in fact,
thanks, when Emily
I dug
in Sunnyvale.
Into him even the littlest amount, other than this stuff, I saw him speaking at women's conferences, you know, solidly behind the hashtag Me Too. Now, look, people, that was a nice badge to wear. Yeah, I'm a hashtag Me Too person, for sure. I don't want no trouble. I'm in the movie industry. I don't need people coming forward saying I'm not. I have heard things about her. I've heard a lot of co-stars say things about Blake Lively. And I just chalk it up to, you know, she's successful. There's going to be some, maybe she's a diva. She didn't murder anybody, you know.
Another person says, forget the movie, read the book. It's excellent.
Oh, you're right. And it's the movie in question is It Ends With Us. That's the name of it. And we're talking about Blake Lively, who from Gossip Girl and from A Marriage to Ryan Reynolds. And this director and co-star named Jason Baldoni. So it's confusing. I think this is, I don't know.
It's the bad side of this business, yes. In that here are two people who are trying to get make art and tell a story, and maybe a very important story. And this is all that's making the news. Meanwhile, it's still made a fortune.
Made $350 million.
Sheesh.
I felt like it was out of nowhere.
I don't know how this guy got that. One of the things, the first thing that occurred to me is I went, I don't know. I've never seen this guy, but he also is the director actor.
Yeah.
Like, whoa.
He's a good looking guy.
He is, but that's, you know, how did he become the director?
Oh, you know, I think his name is Justin Baldoni. His name is different in two of the stories I'm looking at. I think his name's Justin Baldoni. I'm going to look
What did
that
I
up.
Just say?
I said Jason.
Oh.
Because I'm looking at this thing and I'm like, oh, no. You know, I see it in two it's stories Justin. As Justin. Okay.
It's Justin.
So my bad if you just heard me say Jason.
Anyway, all right. Well, that's the latest then. No one knows yet.
Right. Those are all the ambiguous details that we have for you. And maybe there'll be an update and maybe there won't be. I don't know.
I would, if I were him, I'd be very scared that my career is about to go poof. And maybe he deserves that. And so if that's the case, bye.
Yeah.
But man, if he messed with the wrong PR team and now he's getting rolled out of the business, that's a bummer.
It is. It's tough. But maybe he is a jerk. Who knows?
I just read that he just released text messages showing that, you know, he was feeling like, you know, he wasn't allowed to be seen with Blake at the premiere and he was put in a basement basically with his family and kids. They weren't allowed to, the cast and he weren't allowed to be seen with Blake Lively at the premiere. So, you know, they're really.
That sounds a little whiny.
I mean, when you're letting out all the,
she is the star,
text messages and everything.
Right. Well, they were saying there are like thousands of pages of these text messages between all manner of people, publicists and directors and producers and the stars.
Well, someone read through all those and tell us what's what, because, you know.
I really hope that someday TMZ does like a real good breakdown on this. You know, leave it to TMZ. It'll probably be out on Friday. So we'll know the whole story at that point.
Yikes.
I put this up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. There's no way we get to all of this, but there was a list today in the Hollywood Reporter of the 31 most anticipated scripted shows of 2025. Things that are coming our way, things we know are in the pipeline. I'm looking at this, just this first little blip here, and I see Severance, and I see The Last of Us, I see Stranger Things, and I see Andor. And so all those are coming back this year. But there's a bunch of stuff in it. I wound up scrolling through most of this. And it's one of those just the forever scroll. There's no like grouping of the things where you can just click to it. Yellow Jackets is going to come back. The Saturday Night, there's a ton of Saturday Night Live stuff that's happening this year in particular. I think the 50th anniversary is in October, but there's like live anniversary specials and there's a bunch of new documentaries that are coming out about the show and about various things. There's like a 4-part documentary which breaks down almost by show things. Like there's one of the pieces on this documentary is about the Gotta Have More Cowbell skit. Like they focused on that. And another one is about season 11 where the show almost got canceled.
Oh
yeah. So you know, if you want to do a deep dive on that, this is the year for it. 50 years.
One of the things I saw over vacation, because Stranger Things is coming back for its final season. And I don't know how they can possibly finish that. It'll be interesting to see if they can, and if they do, that'll be great.
What an incredible season it was last year.
But if they pull a Game of Thrones, I won't be surprised, because who knows how you end something so ridiculous, so over the top, right?
They've done such a good job with that show.
It's fun. It's been fun. I've watched every episode, so I've enjoyed it, and I don't necessarily think that they can end it where everyone will go, oh, that was satisfying. Perfect.
Chef's kiss.
But I read a story over vacation about the guy who plays Hopper. What's his name?
Oh, I'll never think of his name, but that guy. Yeah.
He's married to Lily Allen.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you see this story?
No.
Okay. And I don't know if this is true. This is just something I read from one of the rags on the internet.
Right.
Apparently, he is married to Lily Allen. They met on the star dating app Raya.
Oh.
And so they're married.
Yeah, yeah.
She made a fake persona on Raya to see if he was still on there, and he was. And then she went on there to try and catch him still trying to date, and she did. She caught him.
They're breaking up.
You don't know this story? God,
David Harbour. That's his name.
Yeah. See if they're breaking up or if I just read a completely
Because honestly, there was a whole thing. Was it a Zuckerberg story or like about Zuck was at a bunch of Diddy parties? But then you look it up and it's like people talking about it, but there's no like source. Like, where did you see that?
I saw that
fascinating.
For the first time today on one of, I don't even know which site.
Right. The thousand sites that we look at.
We'd look at a lot of stuff. But this David Harbour story I saw.
That's the best story I've heard so far this year.
I heard it over vacation. I read it and was like, she made a fake Raya person and tricked him into trying to date her. And he did it.
And they did break up. And you're exactly right. That is exactly why they broke up.
That is terrible news. Oh, no.
Can you imagine?
Oh, what a dum-dum, though. I mean, if you meet some... You could leave your profile up. She's going to figure something out. They've been together 5 years.
Well, and they married, I think, if I'm correct in the story that I read, they married fairly quickly, considering they're big stars and should be busy and who has time to get married right now. They did it fairly quickly.
And she's also making a lot of accusations against him about his request for kinky sex, and he used an AI chatbot to script responses during arguments.
That's helpful. This is juicy. That's a good way to do it.
Yeah, nice and juicy.
Okay, get me, pull that for me for tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to grab the story for you.
Anyway, I didn't get to any of these shows, but there's 31 shows we're all anticipating, apparently, and they're all listed for you on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. What you got coming up, Vin?
Flying to work and more after these.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Ba-da-ba-bum-bum. This was the number one most streamed song on Spotify last year.
In the world or in America or...
Just on Spotify.
Okay.
I don't know. They didn't. It's probably.
It's usually worldwide when they have a list.
Right. Well, it is a great song. I love it.
It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Follow us on Instagram. You can find all the Morning Show's Instagram accounts by going to Alice973 on Instagram. That makes it easy. Alice follows all of us.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. You know, something great is happening when you see the phrase powered by Fremont Bank around the Bay Area. Fremont Bank and its foundation give back to local organizations year-round. Check out FremontBank.com today. That's Fremont Bank, everyone. They're nice people.
Great people. And they live in the best town. It wins all the awards.
I have stories for you. I wanted to touch on a couple of these texts because we had done so much on that, it ends with us.
Yes. That's Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni situation, whatever, which is indefinable.
Sarah, yes, read the book. The movie made so much money because the books were so good.
Oh, books.
The movie was terrible compared to the book.
Oh.
510 says, the chemistry between the two is palpable. Who knows what happened behind the scenes, but they're saying the movie... sounds like they liked it.
Oh, well, it was a hit movie.
707 says the author of the book has come out in support of Blake Lively.
Oh.
Another one says, look at all the texts that were released. You're taking Blake's side without understanding the situation. She's at fault. She took over the film and wanted the rights to the sequel, so they think that's why she did all this.
So just to be clear, I'm not taking anybody's side. I literally said I don't have a bun in this oven. Which means I'm not taking a side, in case you were wondering.
Thanks for explaining, because it didn't make sense until then.
Right, well, now you know.
925 says, I know Justin. He's a great guy, focused on empowering women, wrote a book about how men can be better. Blake is a diva who tried to control the movie, and Justin is now just trying to protect his image. Just terrible. So... yeah, it sounds like they're both going to be worse off at the end of this.
Yeah, this because is ugly.
The PR, now it looks like they both look bad. And lots of people wrote stuff about the way she promoted it, and she was...
And I will say, we actually talked about this. Like, please don't feel like I'm not taking any side in this. It was put out there. Who have you heard stuff about? Have heard nothing about this guy, and I've heard some stuff about Blake. And not all very flattering, which I found surprising. I'm like, how can Ryan Reynolds like someone who's not perfect? With him being so perfect, you'd think he'd find the other perfect person on earth. But he didn't, apparently. Actually, I don't know. I'm not going to.
No, you just did.
Maybe I'm just jealous because she got him, you know?
Well, maybe they'll break up.
Maybe.
Sunny in 60s today.
Nice. That sounds perfect.
That's your forecast. By the way, the... Southern California is on fire. It's tragic. We talked about it already, but I'll just repeat that we have friends on the run.
Yeah, we do. Eddie Ift. I'm sure you reached out too. I just shot him a quick one.
Actually, okay. He put a post up saying, a lot of people have reached out, and this is what I'm telling you now so that because we can't get back to all of you. Yep. So I didn't reach out, but I do love him and
he's great.
I hope they're okay. All right. This is fun. Flying taxis are on the horizon as aviation soars into a new frontier.
Tell me
Joby
everything.
Aviation, Joby. Which is the one we've talked about here in the Joby. Bay Area, Archer Aviation, and Whisk Aero
Whisk
are working
Aero.
On their own versions of a new class of electric-powered aircraft that lift off the ground like a helicopter and then fly like planes. They're electric.
Meet George Jetson, Jay and his wife.
The story
their
here.
Dog Elmo.
This is
Elmo.
From NBC Bay Area. I'm sure it's everywhere, but they start out talking about Joben Bevert.
Oh.
Bevert.
Is that where Joby comes from?
Yeah. He began fantasizing about flying cars when he was young
could
whisk him to his destination in a matter of minutes.
They already have a contract like in Dubai or something, right?
Yep.
Do we know if those are in place?
I don't know if they're in place, right. But the whole story is about how this is another one of those technologies that's quietly or not so quietly. They're hard at work on all this.
Right.
This is going to just be another one of those Waymos where they go, yeah, we're open for business. And now you can get a...
This is going to be rich people Waymo, right? I mean, this is going to be so expensive at first. No wonder they're thinking Dubai. That makes perfect sense. All the rich people are there.
Yep.
But eventually, stuff gets better. Stuff comes to us.
This guy is getting closer to turning his boyhood flights into fantasy.
It's a giant drone. It looks like it has five propellers. It'll take you up straight, and then they turn and propel you forward. This is incredible.
The aircraft known as Electric Vertical Takeoff and Landing Vehicle, or EVTOL, whatever. They lift off the ground before flying at speeds of 200 miles per hour with a range of 100 miles. So your two-hour commute becomes 10 minutes.
Oh, that's so good.
And maybe even some of those minutes are waiting for the plane to take off.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, it's incredible. And with that kind of takeoff technology and the smaller, it's not the huge rotor of a helicopter, these are going to be a lot. You're not gonna have to go to an airfield for these.
They say here,
every building is gonna have a little helipad for these things.
We're talking about these flying taxis, and this guy from Joby is saying we're just a few steps from the finish line. We want to turn what are now 1 and 2 hour trips into 5 minute trips.
100 mile range is not huge for air travel, but for a taxi, for bip bopping around town. That's plenty of juice.
Archer Ooh. Aviation, a Silicon Valley.
This is incredible.
Company backed by automaker Stellantis and United Airlines has been testing its own planes over farmland in Salinas. So this is all happening here.
Oh, it's so great.
Right here.
It is so great. I'm so excited. I think I miscounted. I think there's six. It just looks like a giant drone, like a people drone.
They do
so
mention
cool.
The Jetsons in the story. Oh. So anyway, I just thought as I was reading this, it got me excited. Here's something that, do I want to see a million of these in the air at once? Probably not.
I'd be okay with it.
Okay.
Maybe. I haven't seen it yet, so, you know, I'll let you know.
So we'll have to, you know, I was just mentioning this the other day. I remember watching that Amazon story on 60 Minutes it was Bezos talking about how we're going to do deliveries via drone. And I thought, I don't like it, but okay. And then it hasn't happened yet, but they might still be at work on that.
Yeah.
That may still be in the oven.
Oh, I'm sure. That dog's in the race.
But Joby, close to the finish line,
everyone.
I'm really
excited about this. I am thinking, you know, there's so many, I watch so much sci-fi and there's always like levels of traffic going between buildings. Everyone lives in these little pods and stuff. And I mean, air traffic control is going to be the thing, but because of computers, which nothing ever goes wrong with computers, as you all know, and like nothing ever freezes or needs a reboot at 30,000 feet. Nothing like that ever goes wrong. It's going to be like layers of like, you know, littler drones that are doing package deliveries are going to be in this airspace. And then there'll be like some commuter stuff in this airspace. And I'm super excited. I hope it happens in our lifetime. I would love that. I would love that. I'm
this
so excited.
Is an improvement on your commute that you'll be able to enjoy right away.
Oh, okay. What do you got?
The two martini lunch may be dead, but starting this week, if you want to order a beer on your morning commute, you'll be able to on board the SF Bay Ferry.
Oh, well, that seems problematic.
It doesn't.
Sure,
it's fine.
It does.
If I could have a beer right here while I'm doing my show, I would.
Oh, and you have no problem. That's true. You know what? That's a great example of why this isn't a problem.
Mm. Yeah, I think fine. That's trouble.
Oh, thank God I'm getting on the ferry. A little hair of the dog. It's really going to help me out.
On Monday, ferry service began opening all snack bars on board all ferries on all routes on all trips across the system throughout the day. Expanding service, which they say now means you'll be able to get... It's the end of their ferries free coffee in the morning, but they'll offer more premium coffee as well as expanded food and drink items, including beer and wine.
Why not make money? You know, I didn't even, I've been on the ferry a few times and not during commuter hours and stuff, but you use it to go here and there. It's nice to not have a car with you, but you have parked your car somewhere and you're coming back to it. And it never really crossed my mind that people coming back from the city to wherever they're ferry port is our drinking on the boat. Hey, we're on a boat and it works over. You know who you are. And then you get out and you drive home from the ferry parking lot. Like this seems like a great
idea.
Well,
that's the.
Yay, go ferries.
That's the so-called blind spot we all live in, isn't it?
Mm. I don't like living there.
Well, there's a parking lot at that bar.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yep. Just don't look at it.
Or go to Napa.
I know.
Drive in Napa at any time.
Wine tasting all day.
I mean, you know, we all have to look away or there's, you know, suddenly a real
problem. You know, that's why Joby is going to come and save us all between Uber, Lyft, Joby, and whatever other cars and the self-driving cars here. Waymo, is that it?
Yes.
I always want to say Cruise, but Cruise is the one who...
they went bye-bye.
Yeah. Well, they did it to themselves. I love fast facts. You know that. You don't even have to ask me. But never stop asking.
We all currently have hemorrhoids.
Oh, well, that's too bad.
They're just not inflamed. I mean, as far as we know, I don't know your situation at all, but.
Yeah, I mean, I'm super flaming right now, so.
What?
Just kidding.
So your butt hurts as we speak.
Oh my God, I'm on fire. Well, we all have them.
Sarah Clark is a fire crotch.
I am a fire crotch. Oh, yeah. Fire cheeks. That
forever
fire cheeks. Oh.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your digging.
Please,
keep
it's
going.
Fine.
Shovels out. Keep it coming.
What about your butt?
I was done talking. Yeah.
Forever 21 was founded by a Korean couple in Los Angeles in 1984, selling clothing designs that were similar to ones that were popular in South Korea at the time.
Oh. And only worn by 21-year-olds? Like,
I don't know, but they certainly went big, didn't they?
Yeah.
I think the one in Santa Cruz by my house went out of business, but...
They're
you
like
know,
that fast fashion thing, right?
They
they're
were
like
a
H&M
mall store forever, yeah.
Really inexpensive... Well, maybe I have them mixed up. Maybe I'm thinking H&M where you get, you know, you get a nice
similar
shirt for $4. I'm like, oh, I'll wear this twice before it falls apart. It's worth it.
The most common street name in the United States is?
Main Street.
No.
First Street.
It's what?
No.
How about Maple Street?
It's Second Street.
Oh.
Because
Main Street.
Every town either goes First or Main.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's... But everyone's got Second.
Yeah.
Ah.
That's funny.
You guys, well, it's funny that you guys both guessed the two things that make it Second. Street is First. What? Never mind.
No, good job. That was a good story. I like that one. Just something to think about, you know? Like, oh, ooh, Main Street. Not everybody has a Main Street.
Boy, I really blew that.
Go,
here
Second
we go.
Street.
It's good. Second Street all the way.
In a press conference yesterday, the incoming president, Donald Trump, made an exciting announcement. The Gulf of Mexico will finally be renamed the Gulf of America.
How's Mexico feel about that?
It has a beautiful ring to it. Covers a lot of territory. The Gulf of America. What a beautiful name. It is appropriate. It's appropriate. These are quotes. It's unclear if the name change will happen immediately after his inauguration or if there's some paperwork to file.
Yeah.
But I imagine you'll have to throw away that map.
Throw all those maps
there's
away.
A new like name.
You know, my, you know who's excited about this? My parents. They live on the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh.
Yeah, they put their feet in the water of the Gulf of Mexico every day.
So they will soon be putting their water in the Gulf of America.
That is right.
Okay.
That's correct. And they're, you know, they're America, F yeah.
Yeah, that'll help the economy.
Yeah. No, that's the, right. That is, you know, that buys groceries for people, renaming things after America.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415, you know I can't say that.
I saw
why
the
would you say?
I saw that. I was like, he's not going to be able to read this one. He just did the squint and look away.
Oh, yeah. You got to read that one.
I can't. You read it.
Yeah, you read it. Make it work.
What, the first one right there.
Oh, no. That wasn't the one I was thinking of.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, can we get a hint on this, you guys? You can do it.
No, I can't. Vinny's Bay famous commute from Scotts Valley, Santa Cruz is about to get a lot shorter.
I know.
Can imagine Joby fly in the dark at 5 a.m.?
Why not? Are they going to be pilotless?
No. In fact, don't you remember they applied for a training license so they could start training
That's right.
pilots.
Yes.
So they would have a workforce once they're ready to get out there and do this.
There are people who know how to fly these things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a job sector that's largely unexplored. LinkedIn.
Joby's a Santa Cruz company. I've mentioned that to you guys. They're here.
We've been talking and about them for a while.
I didn't know that the other company, though, was doing tests in Salinas. That means...
It was Whisk Aero. And
I have
one
it still.
Other
Hold
one,
on.
Yeah. One
let's other see name. Here. Archer Aviation.
That's great.
Whisk Aero and Joby Aviation.
I love it.
Three companies.
So exciting.
Going for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that daily because I can't imagine that's would be cost efficient, but I could see wanting to do like, and I don't drink, so I'd probably still drive. But if you're someone who likes to party, and you live as far away as I do, you'd go, I'm going
to
take a plane into the city. I'm going to get ripped and watch a show at the Chase Center. And then I can...
And I'm going to climb up to the roof and they're going to pick me up.
Yeah.
And there's going to be no traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
925 says, Ryan did marry the perfect person.
And her
and
name
then
is
divorced
Scarlett
her.
Johansson. I thought about that. After that. I was like, oh, she's perfect. ScarJo.
I don't know, whatever blew them up. What was it?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
Then she married another guy.
She married the guy from
SNL. No, that's the guy
SNL.
She's with now.
Oh.
But she had a kid with someone else. Like Arpat something. I'm sure that's wrong. Armand.
Armand Pat?
Armand Pat.
Armand yeah. Pat.
Roman Daru?
Sure. So close to Armand Pat.
Daruwak?
Kind of close.
Daruwak. Yeah, Armand Pat. Daruwak. Yeah, who's she? She has like a daughter with somebody. I thought she was married to him. Maybe not.
It's Romain Daruwak.
Okay, great. See how close we were? We almost had it.
I don't feel like we were at all.
Right
but...
there. Tip of the tongue.
Flying taxis sound awful. I don't want to see a bunch of crap flying around the skyline. Tech industry is ruining everything.
Oh, stop it. Put your phone down and stop.
Continuing
to ruin
us.
Hello.
Vinny, you love that Billie Eilish song. I do.
Yeah.
Thanks for asking.
It's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Na, 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 na.
Let's see here. Oh, Vin, Severance Season 2 has already received 100% total critic score from the critics who got to preview it, who got preview access to watch it.
Oh, my God.
I hope that's true. And then they're not
on.
Just a bunch of thumbs up guys. Yeah.
Is there I'm going to find a date for that.
It's this week.
Is it? I thought it was like
or it's next week.
16th maybe. Hold on.
Okay. Well, that's.
It's going to be here. January 17th. Ah. Ooh. And it ended on.
Oh, so it's not this Friday. It's next Friday.
It ended on the craziest cliffhanger of all time. Like that was crazy.
Oh.
He's at that party.
Oh. I was thinking when JR got shot. That's
no,
not
no, no,
the
no,
same
no,
thing
no.
at all, though.
It's good, but that's another good one. That's a good example. You know, what I don't like about this is that Apple TV is weekly. So you got to wait. So I'm going to have to let him build up. I'm not going to build.
Why would you let him build up? Then someone could spoil it for you.
That'll be okay.
Oh.
I'm going to tell you something about
spoiling.
You're
making things rough.
I know.
Because I'm going to watch.
Yeah, and I know that it won't be okay.
Maybe
if someone spoils it, it will not be okay.
It'll be okay.
But we want to talk about it.
I know. But here's the thing about talking about shows these days is like you're going to spoil it for somebody who's listening. And so they're going to be like, oh, they're talking about that show that I haven't watched. I'm not going to listen.
Well,
I won't be able to listen.
That is part of pop culture, though. I mean, right.
But there's some, but these days you've got a list of shows. Nobody's watching all the shows at the same time. You know what I mean?
Like, I feel like with shows like Severance, there's enough following that people are watching them as they're coming out and talking about them.
Why don't we set a date? Like, we can talk about it however many days after that episode airs or something. Maybe I won't let them build up. If you guys are going to watch them weekly, then I'll try and watch them weekly too.
I just found out from a texter that they released the first 8 minutes of the new season on Apple TV. So you know I'm going to go home and watch that.
Oh my God, we have to watch that. Let's put up a link for that at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
925 says, Vin, we've had Aussies for 20 years and there's no poop on their feathers because we trim around the BH. Also, why is she having diarrhea? Well, first of all, I don't...
She eats pine trees.
What did you do? Yeah, what did you do to that dog?
I am told that the feathers are not to be cut. That's what I'm told. And I do my job. I hear what I'm told and I say, well, why would I bother with trying to pin a dog down and trim their butt hair?
Because poop keeps getting and then, I don't care what's allowed and what isn't. The poop hair's got to go.
Also, why is she having diarrhea? That dog has eaten more sticks of butter. It is. She gets up on the counter. She's way bigger than a dog that I wanted because I really, that's one of the things is kids. They leave stuff out.
Yep.
Next thing you know, that dog, you see the wrapper over by the door and go, that little rat ate a whole stick of butter.
And then gacked up the wrapper because you ate it with the wrapper on. God, dogs are so hungry all the time.
They just want to eat what they can
Give
get their hands
food.
On, right? So I think it's that whole getting the kids off to school, that rush, that madness, and then the kids go, or the missus leaves, and then the dog's like, what's up here? Oh, half a bowl of Cheerios.
Don't worry. I won't pick up the glass, but I will lick all the food out of that.
That's dogs, man. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you. Anyway,
I remember being when
break.
We were kids.
Tell me later.
Dogs is fantastic.
After these.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.